In a sometimes raucous debate yesterday, State Attorney General Democrat Maura Healey and her Republican challenger Jay McMahon clashed over several issues. They include gun rights, illegal immigration, the Trump administration, and how to deal with the state's opioid addiction crisis. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has the story.
As Rodney Dangerfield could have said, I went to the fights yesterday and a debate broke out. Sponsored by WBUR, the Boston Globe, and the McCormick School at UMass Boston, this debate featured two people who couldn't be more different. Maura Healey, the incumbent attorney general, is a liberal Democrat who calls herself the people's lawyer. Her challenger, Jay McMahon, is a conservative Republican who embraces what he calls extreme prosecution in response to the opioid addiction crisis.
Only way to drive these purveyors of poison out of Massachusetts is to be harsh with them. And we're letting these guys go out the door without giving them sufficient prison time. Now, I know Maura Healey says that she's been the law enforcement officer, but she's soft on crime.
Among other things, McMahon favors the death penalty for cop killers. Healey said responding to the opioid crisis is her top priority. She said she pushed successfully to make the trafficking of fentanyl a crime and has prosecuted hundreds of drug traffickers.
But we're not going to get there by that work alone. My focus has also been on treatment. That's what I hear from families. They need more access to behavioral health services. I have made that a priority. I will continue to make that a priority.
The two also sparred about the state's gun laws. McMahon is a committed Second Amendment advocate. He went after Healey for shutting down the sale of so-called copycat assault weapons, which gun makers were producing to get around the state's assault weapons ban.
I think that the Attorney General should be enforcing the Second Amendment on behalf of the citizens. She just banned wholesale categories of guns because she doesn't like guns.
Well, I just think that that's a ridiculous assertion.
Healey said she took the action against copycat weapons to enforce the state's assault weapons ban.
There is a reason that Massachusetts has the lowest gun death rates in the country. Strong laws save lives. I will continue as your attorney general to enforce laws that are on the books.
She pointed out that a federal judge upheld the assault weapons ban last spring. But the sharpest exchange came over Healey's dozens of lawsuits against the Trump administration. McMahon took particular issue with her legal challenge of the president's travel ban from six Muslim countries.
That is against our public safety interest, and in essence, she would leave us at the mercy of these savages coming into Massachusetts. And I got to tell you, safety is my number one concern.
McMahon criticized Healey for beginning her string of lawsuits against Trump as soon as he got into office. Healey didn't argue with that.
It didn't take me long to sue Donald Trump because it didn't take Donald Trump but a few days or a few weeks to do something illegal or unconstitutional. And that's where we've been. And that's why you see the 36 lawsuits.
All those lawsuits make her one of the busiest anti-Trump litigators in the country. That may be the only point that Healey and McMahon agree on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.